but the only thing faded is me. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 92 hard, I feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's the hard truth. I need something you prove. I need something you
WRDN, Durant, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Ukrainian President Zelensky has not explicitly said whether or not Ukraine will abide by an Easter truce as outlined by Russian President Putin. Zelensky calling it yet another attempt by Putin to play with human lives. Gaza's health ministry says Israeli air attacks killed more than 90 people in 48 hours, 15 people killed overnight. A week after round one, reps from Iran and the U.S. met for 4 hours of more talks in Iran's nuclear program in Rome today. ABC's Marcus Moore in Rome says last week,
officials indicated that those talks went well and paved the way for today's meeting here in Rome. Amani officials serving as mediators in the indirect talks led by U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Arachi. Vice President Vance is also here in Italy, but not taking part in the meeting.
Emergency Supreme Court ruling today puts a temporary stop to the Trump administration's deporting of Venezuelan migrants under the Alien Enemies Act. This is ABC News. Federal safety investigators are looking into a small plane crash in Nebraska that killed all three people on board. The single engine Cessna 180 was traveling along the Platte River when it crashed into the water south of Fremont last night, says the local sheriff's office. Just in time for Easter, a historic New York City church reopening more than 4 years after a devastating fire forced it to close.
to see people back in a space was almost like proof of the resurrection, proof of life.
Reverend Jackie Lewis is senior pastor of Middle Collegiate Church in Manhattan's East Village. And in the silver lining department,
we would never have asked for a fire, but we had one. And the blessing of the fire is it increased our tribe by hundreds of people.
The fire in December 2020 destroyed the church's 133-year-old sanctuary, but its Tiffany-stained glass dome has been restored. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
John always listens to his truck. So when his brakes start talking, he goes to AutoZone, where a helpful AutoZoner gets him the right parts. If John has time to put them in, he borrows a kit with Lonatool. And if he doesn't, he gets a free shop referral. No hassles, just help. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Deposit required for Lonatool. Restrictions apply.
Whether your Easter plans have you stepping out on Sunday or hosting a group at home, Macy's Easter Sale has great deals on everything you'll need to celebrate, like 50% off dressy brunch looks to level up your whole family style, and 50 to 60% off hosting must-haves, like the classic Butterfly Meadow Collection from Lennox. But don't miss out, because just like an Easter egg hunt, there's so much to discover. But you gotta move quick at Macy's Easter Sale today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine with highs in the mid-50s. Clear tonight, 33. Slight chance of a shower Sunday with a high near 58. For Sunday night, rain and 39. Monday, showers are likely with highs in the mid-50s. Chance of showers Tuesday, high around 61. For Wednesday, a few showers, 68. 63 in rain for Thursday. It's 47 right now.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
On the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor, and I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more, wanna dance. Hey. They got an alligator stew and a crawfish pie, a Gulf storm blowing into town tonight. Living on the Delta, it's quite sure. They got hurricane parties every time it blows. But here up north, it's a cold, cold rain, and there ain't no cure for my blues today. Sister too, they got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910s, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. When you learn to
Coming up this hour, Mark Chestnut, too, and this one from Diamond Rio. One more day.
Last night I had a crazy dream. Wish was granted just for me. It could be for anything. I didn't ask for money or a mansion in Malibu. I simply wished for one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then one more day with you. One more day. First thing I do is pray for time to crawl. I'd unplug the telephone, say a million I love yous. That's what I do with one more day with you. One more day, one more time, one more sunset, maybe I'd be satisfied. But then one more day with you. One more day. One more time. One more sunset. Maybe I'd be satisfied. But then again, I know what it would do. Leave me wishing still. One more day, leave me wishing still. One more day, leave me wishing still. One more day with you.
We knew you'd catch something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
We were all down at Margie's bar, telling stories if we had one. Someone fired the old jukebox up. The song it sure was a sad one. Teardrop rolled down Bubba's nose from the pain the song was inflicting. And all at once he jumped to his feet, just like somebody kicked him. Bubba shot the jukebox last night, said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. We'll be right back.
till he laid that Colt on the table. He hung his head till the cops showed up. He dragged him right out of Margie's. They told him, don't you play dumb with us, son. You know damn well what the charge is. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song. It made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox last night. With his bathrobe on, the confrontation was a tense one. He shook his head and said, Bubba, boy, you was always a dense one. A reckless discharge of a gun, that's what the officers are claiming. Bubba hollered at a reckless hell, I hit just where I was aiming. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Said it played a sad song, it made him cry. Went to his truck and got a 45. Well, he shot the jukebox, stopped with a one shot. Bubba shot the jukebox last night. Well, he could not tell right from wrong through the teardrops in his eyes. Beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was a justifiable homicide.
Nonprofit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to WRDN1430@gmail.com.
Hey, whiskey drink, I know it's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink, now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way they're leaving all the way down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with. Tell me, Jack, and tell me that you got my back. That you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out.
Oh, help me out.
Just get me back. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with. Strong, make a memory gone before you let me leave. Come on, whiskey drink.
If you love country music, don't get too far from your radio. John Michael Montgomery on the way. Also some Post Malone and Dylan Marlowe and Dylan Scott. All next on the JD Show.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Suntan toe, tickling the sand. Cold drink chilling in my right hand. Watching you sleep in the evening light, resting up for a long, long night. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right. When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down, nice and breezy, been sleeping off the night before. 'Cause when the sun goes down, we'll be back for more.
When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we'll be feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water, everything gets hotter. When the sun goes down, dark sunglasses, this sweet concoction is smooth as molasses. Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right. When the sun sinks down,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes
when
down.
The sun goes,
when the sun
down.
Goes down. We'll be grooving when the sun goes down. We're feeling alright.
When the sun sinks down over the water,
everything gets hotter when the sun goes down. Yeah.
Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well,
where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. The auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With her ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Second row, she's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3
FM. Yeah, here's to the boys back home.
I'm Brandon Jones.
Checkered flag is out. Brandon Jones wins.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
The year was 2004. George W. Bush was reelected in the presidential race. Social media platform Facebook was born. Usher topped the year-end singles with Yeah. And the NASCAR Xfinity Series last raced at Rockingham Speedway in North Carolina, a race that saw Jamie McMurray hold off Martin Truex Jr. by less than a half a second.
Jamie McMurray sets up for turn three. Here comes Martin Truex Jr. He'll charge to the corner working the outside lane.
Truex cups the margin down to two car lengths. Here they come off four. It's not going to be enough. It's four in a row at the Rock for Jamie McMurray. He wins the Goodies Headache Powder 200.
Now, 7,728 days later, a new group of drivers are set to tackle the track known as the Rock. The North Carolina Education Lottery 250, presented by Black's Tire for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, is live on the Motor Racing Network next.
NASCAR Live Race Day is brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
It has been more than two decades since the NASCAR Xfinity Series last raced at the Rockingham Speedway in North Carolina. Jamie McMurray won that final race here on February 21st, 2004. Today, the series makes its return to the Rock. Hello and welcome to Motor Racing Network's live coverage of the 10th race of the NASCAR Xfinity Series season, the North Carolina Education Lottery 250, presented by Black's Tire. I'm Kyle Rickey, joined by Alex Hayden. And Alex, it has been a much-anticipated return to Rockingham, so much so that every seat in every grandstand has been sold.
And the available standing room only tickets have been sold as well. North of 30,000 people have now converged here at Rockingham Speedway. Everybody has been wandering around all weekend long, telling stories about what they were doing, where they sat the last time we raced at Rockingham Speedway. Everybody's excited. It's sold out. The drivers and teams are excited too after visiting with them yesterday and earlier today. They're as excited as anybody. They want that trophy today.
It's the return of a legendary racetrack for NASCAR, but also, Alex, it'll mark the return of one of the sport's most popular drivers from a decade or so ago.
Casey Kane is back racing with us here in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. He's still in racing shape. He runs sprint cars. He races somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 to 80 times a year, but he also has a very good Richard Childress Racing Chevrolet. He was the fastest in practice yesterday on the longer runs. He qualified earlier today in the top five. Casey Kane will be a threat today.
Kane, one of 38 drivers that will be racing for the checkered flag over the next 250 laps from Rockingham.
Get ready. The third annual NASCAR Day Giveathon is just days away. Join us on May 13th to support hundreds of nonprofit organizations across the country to raise much-needed funds for their missions. When you give to the NASCAR Day Giveathon, you will be eligible for some special incentive prizes and matching donation opportunities to make the most of your gift. Visit NASCARDayGiveathon.org and learn how you can join us. That's NASCARDayGiveathon.org.
The year was 1993. The NASCAR Cup Series season kicked off with the Dale and Dale Show at the Daytona 500.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. He goes to the inside. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500 by STP. Earnhardt second.
The 1993 NASCAR Cup Series season. All the highs and lows. Relive them all on MRN's exclusive podcast, The 1993 Season. Available on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
Today's race is the final Xfinity Dash for Cash race of the season. Justin Allgaier won the $100,000 bonus money last week at the Bristol Motor Speedway. Allgaier, along with Carson Quapple, Sammy Smith, and Brandon Jones, are eligible here this afternoon to pick up that bonus check. From Rockingham Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built on service.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
It's a beautiful 81-degree day here at the Rockingham Speedway in North Carolina. Partly cloudy skies and a perfect day to go racing in front of a sold-out crowd. Qualifying took place earlier this afternoon. We mentioned in the show open that Casey Kane making his NASCAR return today. Qualified in the fourth spot, and he is with Halstead, Pennsylvania's Steve Post on the pit lane.
Yeah, Casey Kane ready to go here in Rockingham. Qualified in the third spot. Had a great qualifying run here. Casey, first, big question. What brought you back to NASCAR?
It's time to try it again. I was, you know, watching a lot of the races and just like, man, I want to, you know, do that again, see what that feels like. So, yeah, it's been a really good deal. Great opportunity with RCR. We have a really solid team, really solid car, and HendrickCars.com, Caravan Trailer, Chevrolet, and Curb Records. So, yeah, we put it all together, and it's been really good.
Really good, I would say, for sure. Why Rockingham? I know you have a Truck Series win here in the past, but why did this one kind of work out and kind of scratch that itch for you to get back to NASCAR here?
Well, High Limits is off this week, and so we're doing full High Limit sprint car racing this year. They're off. It's a perfect weekend close to home, and I've always enjoyed Rockingham. I loved racing here the times that I have, so... yeah, just want to do it again.
Good to see you, Matt. Back, man.
All right, thank you.
There we go. That's Casey Kane. He is ready to roll. Going to start in the fourth spot. Hendrick Cars on his Chevy from Richard Childress Racing. And he mentions High Limit Racing. That's a sprint car series that he travels regularly. And good to have Casey Kane back here in NASCAR land.
Really is. Won a NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race here at Rockingham. Finished second here in a NASCAR Cup Series machine by mere inches to Matt Kenseth. He's going to be one to pay close attention to today. Then there's the other side of the coin. No experience at Rockingham Speedway. Speaking of pole winner Connor Zilich, he's with our Chris Wilner of Carmel, Indiana.
And Connor Zilich had an impressive qualifying run where he had his Chevrolet dead sideways. Unfortunately, though, you had a flat right rear tire, so you're going to have to start at the back. But nonetheless, a pole, though. What was that lap like, and just how much on the edge were you here at Rockingham?
Yeah, it was on edge for sure, especially coming off four when the tire went down. Caught me by surprise. We had a lot of grip in our WeatherTech Chevrolet, and we had a really good lap going, and it honestly hurt our lap a little bit, but it was still good enough for the pole. So I feel really good about our car. It's as fast as Xfinity Mobile, and you know, we're going to have a good shot at it today. We just got a little more work to do now.
So what is the game plan now, having to come from the back on a racetrack? We don't know exactly how it's going to race, so what can you do, especially early on?
Yeah, I mean, you got to be aggressive early on and, you know, make up spots while others are, you know, maybe being a little more timid. But overall, you just got to be patient and let the race come to you. You know, it's a long race, and we got a lot of time to get to the front. So just got to be smart with our strategy and keep us up for, try and keep us up front all day if we get there.
Best of luck. Connor Zilich again winning the pole, but we'll have to start at the rear. That pole speed, though, 149.536 miles an hour, 22.630 on the stopwatch. We'll see what he could do from the rear of the field.
We'll have to pass 37 other cars to have a shot at the win here this afternoon at Rockingham.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcast.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And the whole pack steaming for the finish line. Dale Earnhardt wins a Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
After the first nine races of the season, Justin Allgaier is the championship point leader by quite a bit. Has an 83-point advantage over Sam Mayer in second, Jesse Love in third, Austin Hill fourth, and Connor Zillage to round out the top five. From Rockingham Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Back at Rockingham Speedway, let's go back down trackside and hear from some of more of today's starters, including the driver starting eighth with Steve Post.
And Kyle, you just talked a little bit before the break. What a great season it's been for Justin Allgaier down here, has the point lead. Justin, I kind of want to go big picture as our champion here. What does it mean for you to come back to Rockingham Speedway and bring this series back here?
I think it's a great nod to our past. You know, this Xfinity series has had a great time here at the Rock, and this is a racetrack that it's meant a lot to me, you know, in my racing journey and being able to race here years ago and to get this place back, to see the crowd that we have assembled here. It's special. And, you know, I'm really proud of, you know, not only the track for getting everything going again, but NASCAR to take a chance to come back here. And the fans have definitely made it worth it. So proud of our team. You know, everybody at Junior Motorsports, obviously Connor getting the pole. All four of our Chevys have been really fast this weekend. And, you know, I think managing the race is going to be important. And I got a great crew chief on the pit box. You know, strategy is his strong suit. So, you know, we'll see if I can't get our brand professional culture Chevy up front and hopefully be as fast as Xfinity Mobile. I don't know if we're going to or not, but we're going to try really hard.
You're a seven-time winner of the Dash for Cash. This is your final time to do it this year. What has that program meant to you, and just what do you expect we're going to see as you race for that Dash for Cash here at Rockingham?
Well, the four of us have had a lot of similarities this weekend in speed. So, you know, I think it's going to make for a great battle, but you know, regardless, all of us want to win the race, and that's the most important piece of it. But what Xfinity does for the series and this sport is really special. And to be a part of the Dash for Cash and to have an opportunity, you know, it goes a long way for these race teams and the budgets that we try to race under. So, you know, hopefully we can get that $100,000 back to Junior Motorsports. We got three of the four chances to do that. So, you know, I love the fact that we're battling teammates, but one of the three of us needs to bring it home.
Absolutely. There we go. That's Justin Allgaier. To the front of the field, Chris Wilner.
Outside of the front row starting spot for Parker Retzlaff in this Alpha Prime Racing team. It looked like possibly pole there for a while until Connor Zillage did what he did, but best start of the season for you. What is it with you and qualifying at some of these shorter tracks? It seemed like they just go hand in hand.
Yeah, I don't know. I love qualifying. I came here today, and I told everyone I was going to get as much as I could out of it, and I feel like I did that, and we missed it by 1,000. So for this team, it's the best starting spot ever in team history, so I'm happy with it, but I wish I could have got them team their first pole, and I think we have something to race with today, and I think we should be pretty good.
Starting up front means clean air. I know that's king, especially at a place like Rockingham. How do you keep this Chevrolet up front over the course of today?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just got to make good adjustments as this race moves on and just try and get some clean air, like you said, and hopefully we have a number four visual pack Chevy's fast Xfinity Mobile, and we can keep it out front and hopefully have something to compete for a win with at the end of this.
Best of luck. Parker Retzlaff, Alpha Prime Racing on the front row. Tommy Joe Martin's here with the fans and the crew members as well. You can see how happy it is as a car owner to be here on the front row at a place like Rockingham. Just hopefully they can stay up here after all the racing today.
A lot of racing to go. 250 laps to do it.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes. Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh! Oh, a little retaliation.
Holy cow!
Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at NASCAR.com/regional.
From Rockingham Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Back at Rockingham Speedway, the anticipation continues to grow. Skydivers approaching and falling down to the grass here, landing perfectly down here. One of them, the last one, had the American flag attached. What a sight, what a scene we've got here at Rockingham.
An incredible atmosphere here at the Rockingham Speedway as opening ceremonies continue down trackside. We'll join them here in just a minute from now. What has been a great weekend, a huge crowd yesterday for the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series event. Tyler Ankrum was able to pick up the win there. Earlier today, to open up this doubleheader day of racing in front of a sellout crowd, Brent Cruz won the ARCA Menards East Series event just about an hour or so ago.
Kyle, you mentioned earlier in the broadcast, we haven't raced the Xfinity Series here since 2004. To put that in some context, in today's race, six drivers were not even born yet the last time the Xfinity Series raced here at Rockingham.
They include William Sawalich, Connor Zillage, Thomas Annunziata, Taylor Gray, Jesse Love, and Sammy Smith, all drivers that were not born the last time the series raced here in February of 2004. It's been 21 years.
And it's right now time to go down trackside here to get pre-race ceremonies underway here at Rockingham Speedway in its return.
Race fans, please rise as you are able and remove your hats as the North Carolina State Highway Patrol presents our nation's colors. And please welcome Bishop Charles Millett from Christian Provision Ministries in Sanford, North Carolina, as he provides today's invocation.
Father, you've done it again. You brought us back to Rockingham Speedway for another great, great race. We come before you today with grateful hearts. We are thankful for the gift of this day and the excitement of the race. Thank you for the drivers, teams, sponsors, officials, and fans who have gathered together in the spirit of fellowship, fun, competition, and community. Lord, we ask for your hand of protection over each driver on the track. Guide their hands, mind, and decisions. Now, Holy Spirit, let's get this race started in Jesus' name.
And now, to perform our national anthem, please welcome American Idol finalist and the Sandhills' very own, Elijah McCormick.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, once so proudly we hailed, and the the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous flight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
The national anthem complete, an incredible flyover over the Rockingham Speedway as the 38 drivers now begin to climb aboard their race cars. We're set to go back Xfinity Series racing at the Rock.
NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
This is the sound of a Toyota Cup car. And this is the sound of a Toyota Top Fuel Dragster. This is the sound of a Toyota GR Supra deep in a drift. And this is the sound of Denny Hamlin celebrating after stuffing the competition. You in? Get up to speed at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Get ready. The third annual NASCAR Day Giveathon is just days away. Join us on May 13th to support hundreds of nonprofit organizations across the country to raise much-needed funds for their missions. When you give to the NASCAR Day Giveathon, you will be eligible for some special incentive prizes and matching donation opportunities to make the most of your gift. Visit NASCARDayGiveathon.org and learn how you can join us. That's NASCARDayGiveathon.org.
From Rockingham Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Tractor Central.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Xfinity Series.
Give me a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll. Pass the race car today, pal. Pull boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the North Carolina Education Lottery 250, presented by Black's Tire from Rockingham Speedway. brought to you by NAPA. Get the brakes and suspension parts you need right now at NAPA by Straight Talk Wireless. Real unlimited data for fans of fast. Official partner of NASCAR. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance.
It is race 10 of the NASCAR Xfinity Series season, the North Carolina Education Lottery 250 presented by Black's Tire. Thank you for joining us here on this Saturday afternoon at the Rockingham Speedway, the first NASCAR Xfinity Series event here in 21 years. Kyle Rickey, Alex Hayding with you high above the start-finish line in the Motor Racing Network broadcast booth, and we are set for a good one here today. And the wave happening in the sold-out grandstands just below us.
A lot of fun. Fans have been smiling all weekend long. We have been, too. And why not? There's so much good that's ongoing here this weekend and the return of The Rock.
And it all gets underway for the Xfinity Series here in just a couple of moments. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durant.
Today's 250-lap event will make up three stages. Stage 1 will go to lap 60. Stage 2 will end at lap 120. And then we'll run it out to the finish. 250 laps here as the flyover comes back over the main grandstands from the back straightaway over this sold-out crowd. A lot of practice here, a lot of on-track activity. I think there was a lot of thought about perhaps a single groove racetrack, but that has certainly not been the case.
No, it has widened out. It widened out in practice yesterday. Was it perfect in practice? Well, no, we didn't have two complete lines, but after the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race yesterday, the ARCA Menards East Series earlier today, we have got a definitive two groove racetrack right now. And heck, who knows, by the end of this Xfinity Series race, we may have that third lane already worked in. These drivers are going to have to use it if they want to get around each other.
So many storylines on tap here this afternoon. Pole winner Connor Zillage having to go to the back of the field for the start of the race and the return of Kasey Kahne as we go trackside to get the command to get things started.
And now, race fans, it's time for the most famous words in motorsports. Here to give the command, please welcome North Carolina Education Lottery Lucky Rewards winner, Gregory Cade.
Drivers, start your engines!
38 NASCAR Xfinity Series machines come to life on the pit lane. We're getting closer to the green flag here in Rockingham.
The thrills of NASCAR racing from over 55 years of Motor Racing Network broadcast.
Bobby Allison brings the race car right down in the middle of the track, crosses the start-finish line, and he will win the 24th annual Daytona 500.
Bill Elliott wins the Hooters 500. Alan Kulwicki, 1992 champion.
MRN Classic Races.
And in the whole pack steaming for the finish line, Dale Earnhardt wins the Winston 500.
Find all the classic moments on MRN Classic Races on any podcast platform.
From legendary races to heart-pounding finishes, NASCAR Channel is your 24/7 pit stop for all things NASCAR. Streaming classic moments, iconic rivalries, and behind-the-scenes stories from the world's greatest drivers. Dive into the NASCAR culture with shows about the cars, the teams, and the personalities that make it America's most exciting motorsport. Best of all, it's completely free. Stream anytime, anywhere. No fees, no strings, just NASCAR. Start streaming now on Tubi.
From Rockingham Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adams Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. so we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Now, here's the starting lineup.
Starting 38th today will be Greg Vanoss. The 37th starter is Patrick.